Welcome to the Cosmic Productivity Method, the podcast for high-achieving women who are done doing everything right and still feeling like it's never enough. I'm Chelsea Neumeyer, productivity witch, certified behavioral change specialist, and recovering type A good girl perfectionist. In this podcast, we stop running on autopilot, start creating time freedom that actually fits your life. Here, productivity isn't just about doing more, it's about doing what matters most. Using a blend of behavioral science, astrology, and human design, I help you break free from hustle culture and build a life that gives you time freedom, not just another to-do list. Each week, you'll hear unfiltered stories, cosmic insights, and practical experiments designed to help you reclaim your energy, rewrite your routines, and run your life like the masterpiece it is. Whether you're a Leo craving legacy, a manifesting generator breaking all the rules, or just a woman tired of checking every box but her own joy, this is your lab for redesigning productivity one aligned experiment at a time. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cosmic Productivity Method. I have missed you all so much, and thank you all so much for your patience over the last few weeks. We're really stepping out of this last few months of the Year of the Snake, and I am so excited about this upcoming year in 2026. This is going to be such a year of new things, of prosperity, of pushing forward. I'm a Leo, and I feel like all the Leo horoscopes I see are all about abundance and joy and connection. And that is not only what I want for my life and my business, but it's what I want for all of the clients and anyone who joins my space and in my world. And if you are new to me, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to share everything that I know about productivity and astrology and really personalizing the way that we can create systems and strategies so that we're not constantly in this place of doing more. Because at the end of the day, the journey that I've made is not about how much faster I can get through my to-do list. It's about being more discerning with what's on my to-do list in the first place. And the mindset I have around getting things done, the fact that I've been able to enjoy rest more and read so much more and watch dumb TV shows and be present with my son and really enjoy the opportunities I have with my family, with my husband. And so it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And there's some days are good and some days are great and some days are just okay. And that is part of the process. And that's the thing too, is it's that the fact that I recognize that's part of the process is actually gigantic progress for me. Because for so long, my value was purely dictated by what I could accomplish and by what I was producing and by how much I was getting done in a day and how many different activities I was subscribed to, not just subscribed to, but in charge of. It was never just a participant. I was always a leader in some way, shape, or form. And I've gone through quite a bit of transformation from basically telling the 9-to-5 job I have last year, like, I don't want a promotion. I don't want more responsibility, to tearing down my entire business and rebuilding it into this way that is much more like woo and weird. It's always been personal. Productivity is personal. It's always been the pillar that I built my business on, the phone. But now I'm learning new modalities to incorporate even more personalization into it, to incorporate your sun, moon, and rising and your houses. And I'm by no stretch an astrologer, but to look at all these different pieces of who you are, your human design, your life, your schedule, your preferences, your chronotype, like just everything to help you realize and help you change your mindset, help you change your systems, help you change your strategies, so that at the end of the day, you have more time for the people and things you love most. That's also what I've been saying this whole time too, right? Great, I'm faster at doing a report. What does that get me? It used to be, okay, get you more work. Like it would get me more things that I can check off my to-do list. But no, now you get to be done at the end of the day. Now it means you can sneak out of work a little bit early to go for a run or watch the latest TV show you're into or read your book or spend time with your kids or your partner or your friends or just take a walk by yourself. It means you have more time for what brings you joy. And who brings you joy? And that to me is what this is all about. So the episode today, I want to talk about what I'm calling like to-do list noise. I came up with this actually in the shower. I'm going to put a plug in for the shower notebooks. If you don't already have one, please go get a notebook that you can put in your shower. It is honestly saved my life at this point. But I had this thought when I was in the shower that we hear the phrase food noise a lot, right? So many of us are familiar with that. And it's very pervasive in like diet culture because we're constantly thinking about should I eat this or I shouldn't eat this or would I work out or this is a good food, this is a bad food. I should be feeling guilty about what you're eating or not eating enough. Like they're just like that constant, endless thoughts that are going on in your head about food. And I feel like for me, yes, I had a little bit of food noise too. I still have a bit of food noise. But what is louder for me is a to-do list noise. So it's the noise of mentally scrolling my never-ending to-do list. It's the noise of walking into a room and immediately seeing all of the things that need to be done in that room. Oh, I got to restock the diapers. Oh, I got to do the laundry. Oh, I got to vacuum this. Oh, I got to dust that. Oh, that makes me think of the work project that I got to do. Oh, I got to remember to give the dog the medicine, right? Like that endless scroll. And this can happen when you're sitting down and trying to relax. This can happen when you're in the middle of something you already are doing. So you are in the middle of work and you still have this background noise happening. And that is making it hard for you to even focus on the current task at hand. We have so much input every single day, from hundreds of emails to podcasts to books we want to read to shows we want to watch to people calling and texting to hundreds of notifications from all the different apps that we these days have to even function. And when all of that is coming at us constantly, I don't know about you all, but like I feel so overwhelmed and so overstimulated by sometimes just existing. What's crappy about all of it is that a lot of the emails, a lot of the podcasts, a lot of the books I want to read, I want to listen to. There are things that are genuinely interesting to me and exciting to me and fun for me to listen to, but there's just not enough time. I don't have the capacity to be listening to something all the time because then I'm trying to listen while also taking care of my son, while also folding laundry, while also having an endless to-do list noise. And so you're just constantly feeling like it's never enough, that it is annoyed. You are annoyed at the people distracting you from the things that you want to be listening to. You're annoyed that you feel like you're never going to catch up on your to-do list on the things you want to listen to or watch or whatever. And so I was hoping this was resonating with you because in the rest of this podcast, I want to share a little bit more about like where this came from me so we can help identify perhaps its root in you. And then I want to give you some tips to reduce the to-do list noise. Many of you may have already heard the story. If you haven't, maybe go back and listen to the first episode or check me out on Instagram. But I was the like quintessential good girl, extra credit seeking, achievement oriented kid. I would hear messages like anything below 95 is a failing. I heard messages like you shouldn't have a study hall. You should take another course. You can study when you get home. I heard things like if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. So all of these messages constantly reinforced this expectation that it was safe to be doing the most, that it was unsafe to be resting. Every Saturday, we had to clean my entire house, growing up top to bottom, before we were allowed to go see our friends, before we were allowed to go do our homework, before we were allowed to rest or have fun or do a hobby or things that we wanted to do. And that volume of work has never left me. I never see my parents sit still. To this day, my parents can't sit still and relax. They are constantly doing something. They are looking for ways to stay busy. And so I'm, as an adult, trying to reduce that to-do list noise and trying to recognize that rest is not a failure. Rest is not something I need to feel guilty about. That this endless to-do list noise is actually just causing me to feel really overwhelmed versus being a productive use of my brain space. So if this is starting to relate to you, then I really hope that this episode resonates And I know that this is a common feeling because this is like a quintessential millennial eldest daughter complex, right? Like, we grew up in the you can do anything era. We grew up being told that we could do anything, and we heard we should do everything. We were raised on achievement and honor roll boards being posted, right? Like, we were raised in a culture of productivity. We were raised in a culture of constant comparison. Eldest daughters have the additional context of over-responsibility, being the reliable one, feeling like they can't drop the ball because they're the ones responsible for their younger siblings or even their parents. Both my parents worked, so a lot of that did fall on me. My brother is 9 years younger than me, so I spent a lot of time babysitting and caretaking for my two littles. And this is no dig on my parents. They are amazing parents, and they did the very best they could. It was simply a product of the circumstances we were in. And millennials also, I read this great book called When Adulting is Insulting. And I'm blanking on the name of the author, but I found it on TikTok, actually. It's called When Adulting Feels Insulting. And in there, he talks all about how millennials were promised this life, right? We were promised this life of go to college, get a great job, buy a house, start your family, live the American dream. And what happened was we faced 9/11 for many of us in middle school, early high school. Then we went to college and had a massive recession, and many struggled to find jobs or find qualified jobs or high paying jobs. The rate of inflation has skyrocketed over the salaries that we are given. The work has increased exponentially. The technology has increased exponentially. So not only are we expected to work more, but we have to learn the technologies to support that work at a much higher rate. We are often taking care of our older colleagues who struggle to keep up with that technology. And again, not a dig on them. I love my older colleagues, but I'm not their support person. And so I get really frustrated when I'm expected to manage their calendar in addition to my own, when that is not a job responsibility of mine, right? We have these major markers at these pivotal points in our life trajectory when we were supposed to be having wins. Like, we all lived through these expectations of pulling all-nighters and wanting to be these next internet moguls. But when we're told that all it takes is an empty garage, a dream, and a lot of hard work, we would be successful. But things have just changed so fast. And now we have social media that is showing us the highlight reel of everybody's life. And I know everybody knows that. Like, I know that intellectually, we all know that. And I think many of the people that I follow are trying to do a really good job of showing more of the behind the scenes and the realities. But at the end of the day, we are also cultivating our own echo chambers, right? Like, what my feed looks like is so vastly different from even what my sister's feed looks like, what my best friend's, what my husband's feed looks like, because we create our own echo chambers. So what I am seeing is all these other productive people, and maybe even people who are showing the behind the scenes and the things that they're struggling with, but someone else may be showing a bunch of men productivity coaches who are teaching them to hustle harder. Like, I don't know what the rest of the world is seeing. All I know is the world that I am seeing. And it is reinforcing this to-do list noise. The to-do list noise, the best way I can describe it, is mental chatter. It is a bunch of unmade decisions. It is a bunch of unrealistic expectations. It is a bunch of internalized shoulds. And it manifests as guilt while resting, feeling behind even when we're not, and never feeling done. You don't need a better planner. This episode is not going to teach you about how to organize that to-do list better, how to walk through every room and write down all those things so that at least it's not in your brain. You need less noise. So I'm going to share three tips with you. The first is to shrink the list to what matters right now. Most noise comes from trying to hold everything at once, right? So we need to move from long kind of master to-do lists or brain dump lists to today-only lists. And this can be a really helpful tool when you're in like peak overwhelm, right? When you're having those, this happens to me, especially like when I'm in my luteal phase, it gets really loud. It's up all the time, but like I said, luteal is like real bad. Instead of walking into every room and making a big list, which is what I want to do, I put my brain dump list away I love my brain dump list, but I put it away and I say, what do I have to do for today? Literally have to do. And it might be more than three things, right? This is not me saying with some bullshit, like top three things, put your top three priorities. I hate that. Drive me effing insane. If you work a 9-to-5 or you're a mom or you have a business or all of the above, you have more than three effing things you have to get done. It just so don't listen to anyone who tells you to only put top three things on your list. It's bullshit advice. But there's likely not like 30 things you have to do. So what do you actually have to do? And if you need a few wins, if you need a few dopamine hits to help you, put shit on your list that you were going to do every way. My morning routine is a to-do list item every day so that I get the dopamine hit of crossing it off the list. So move from the master list. You don't need to dust that shelf right now. I guarantee you the dust will be there tomorrow. The dust will be there next week. You don't need to do that right now. You do need to finish that deliverable to a client or a colleague. You do need to make sure that there's enough milk for dinner tonight for your kids. That is what you actually have to do. You can actually order dinner. You don't have to make sure dinner's done. You could order out tonight, right? Like there's lots of ways that we can narrow down the scope of what actually matters right now. So that's the first tip I have for you. Shrink the list to what matters right now. The second tip I have for you is to separate your identity from the output. Your worth is not tied to your productivity. So this belief forms from all the things I talked about earlier, that we were raised in this hustle culture. We were raised to believe that our value was in what we produced. Our value was in what we could give to our clients, what we could give to our families. And that is just not true. You are valuable just as you are. You don't need to do anything or produce anything to have value in this world. So if you need to rest, if that feels uncomfy for you, sit with the discomfort for a minute. If you need to scroll some funny TikTok videos, sit there and scroll some funny TikTok videos. Make sure that it is intentional. And what I mean by that is pick rest that is actually going to make you feel rested. Don't doom scroll. That is not going to make you feel rested. That is not going to help you feel better about the situation. If you want to watch some funny comedy videos or cute puppy videos, then fine, but don't doom scroll. That's my little side tangent. But what I'm trying to say here is ask yourself, if I do nothing else today, am I still worthy? Rewrite those internal scripts for yourself. Give yourself the gift of rest and going for a walk and stepping away and trusting that the things that you need to get done will still be there when you get back. Tip three is to build rhythms instead of making constant decisions. So noise thrives in your decision fatigue. So this is where routines and rituals become really helpful for yourself because you're not making a decision every day about what you're going to do in the morning. You have the routine that you can lean into. You have a good, better, best approach to it so that you can make that decision about what version of the morning routine you're going to do. But you know that every morning you're going to get up and do the same thing. Same with any kind of like weekly planning, right? If you are doing meal planning, do that all at once. And not necessarily even cooking, but just making the decision about what you're going to have for dinner. So you're not, oh my God, isn't that the worst decision in the world or the conversation in the world that was for dinner tonight? Like, makes my skin crawl. So can you plan out your week a little bit? What days are you going to work out? What types of workouts are you going to do? Do that all ahead of time. Cycle base it if you can. Like I said, this noise is loudest for me when I'm in my luteal phase. My third tip is build rhythms instead of making constant decisions. The leaning back on our routine, leaning back on the rituals, leaning back on the experiments that we've done to design these routines that work best for us. The systems that flex with our real life. That's the whole point. Because in this moment, when we're having really loud to-do list noise, the goal is not to figure out how to get more done. Right? This is not the season of efficiency. Our goal is to quiet that noise so you can hear yourself think again. Take out the headphones, no podcast right now, close out your inbox. We need to minimize the input, lean back on our routines and structures, and focus on what matters most. If any of this is hitting a nerve, if this is resonating with all of you, I want you to remind you that you are not alone and you don't have to figure this out by yourself. These are three tips I'm sharing in this episode, but I have so many more tips and tricks and practical solutions that we can implement and how to build those routines and how to recognize and prioritize what is most important so that you can feel good about rescheduling everything else. And we can do all of that inside the Cosmic Productivity Club. So this is a monthly support group. Inside, I'm going to do once a month live coaching. So you can come in, ask your questions, get some advice, come with your to-do list noise drama, and I'll walk you through it. And then every month, I'm going to be doing a training about a specific topic. I have a ton of resources in there already that you can use, templates and guides and things like that. And I'm going to be continuing to add to that. And I'm most excited about the community that I hope to cultivate in this club, because the community is going to be other like-minded women, other women who are struggling with their to-do list noise as they work a full-time job, as they run their business, as they raise their families, as they live and grow in this world, as they are a member of this really wacky society we are currently living in, and doing the very best that they can and supporting one another and sharing their own experiences of what's worked and what hasn't worked and how they have found flexibility and peace and joy and how they've experimented through all of this on their own. And that is going to be a really beautiful part of this community. So the doors are open for that now. And I would love, love, love for you to join. You can join at any time. It is a monthly membership, so you can pay the annual subscription, which will save you some money, or you can pay by the month and see how you like it. But either way, I cannot wait to have you in there. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. So in closing, I just want you to ask yourself, what would your life be like if you had less to-do list noise? If your brain was just a little bit quieter, if you could hear who you really are without the constant need to be doing something, to be doing more. So if you have any questions about this, I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out to me on Instagram at Chelsea N Coaching. Everything is in the show notes below if you want to join the club. Can't wait to see you next week. All right, Cosmic Queen, that's a wrap for today's experiment. If you love this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Leave a review and tell the algorithm the world needs less burnout and more time freedom. If you want a little bit more cosmic productivity in your feed, I'm always on Instagram over at Chelsea N Coaching, stirring up experiments, routines, and a few spells for time freedom. I'll see you there.